This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
News matters. It matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. Headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. And it's official now. The government will stop making pennies. Why?
Good.
Because it costs more to make them than they actually have the value of, right?
It's like, 3 cents to make a penny?
That's what I heard.
All right, so President Trump has directed the government to stop making...
Stab with the pennies.
Minting new pennies because they cost more money to produce, like you said, but then we need more nickels, which is more expensive than pennies to make, so it doesn't make any sense. So what
certainly
do you do?
Not invested in copper.
I saw there was a big, at the Super Bowl, there was a big dust-up. Not dust-up, but there was some traffic in the suites because Trump was leaving about the same time other people were leaving.
Yeah.
And like Patrick Mahomes' mom wanted to take a picture with Don Jr. So that kind of held up the line a little bit. And
with Don Jr.?
Yeah, he was there. And they were like, Trump tries to leave and the celebrities are all waiting because, you know, nobody can move until he does.
You know, they literally had a red carpet this year.
Yeah, I remember
maybe they
that.
Have in the past. I just didn't realize it, but they have a literal red
football
carpet.
Game in front of the stadium.
Well, they'll do the NFL honors show.
Weird.
And this is kind of odd. It's like this is the celebrity entrance, and there's people just going to be sitting.
I think they should come in and be just like everybody else, and sit in the stands.
Well, at that game, like you're somebody. You something if you there. I mean, hell. 5,500, you're going for two, so that's 11,000.
Let's have a box and go in the back entrance. Don't be so pretentious.
I saw Machine Gun Kelly was there, and if he was sitting out in the crowd, wouldn't you be like, hey, what's up with these black arms, buddy?
I would. I would think he was part of the bloodline.
He'd just be bugging him the whole time. Are you the OTC?
Do you yeet?
Hey, man, where's the paper necklace?
The what?
Where's the Ulafala?
Okay. So no
Page
more.
Nerd.
No. There's a farm neighbor that says that they can make those for us.
I feel like you could buy them in Cherokee for sure. I would like to have one if you can make a paper necklace.
I want to see if they can make, but I don't want one that's going to smell like peppers and make my eyes water and stuff.
Yeah, I don't want my neck to itch more than it does
peppers.
Now.
Fake peppers.
Fake peppers.
Or like laminated.
You want big peppers or you like little peppers?
You know what?
Banana jalapeno.
Mix them up.
You have a nice fat pepper on there?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
BDP?
I mean, I'm not going to say go as far as and say I'm a pepperhead, but I do like them. I like Julius Peppers.
Mm-hmm. He was Hall of Famer.
He was good. Paige, what size pepper do you like?
I like them all. I grow bell, and I have like the banana peppers.
Mm. You ever put two peppers in your mouth at once, though?
Yes, I have. I had fajitas.
Oh, hot plate right there, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. So in 2012, Canada stopped minting their 1 cent coin.
You mean the 51st state?
As well.
Yes.
Well, it seems like that. I don't know how do you count. I don't know.
I don't understand.
I don't know how you're going to make change, but I guess you can. Without pennies.
They're going to. I mean, who's using real money anymore? like, except for, like, you know, drug dealers and things.
A lot of people pay with cash these days.
Well, I know, like, a lot of arenas and venues are cashless.
Yeah.
People kind of scare away from the Venmo transactions as much now because of the limits.
And a lot of people want to pay off their credit cards. They don't want to go in debt, so people are paying with cash from what I've been seeing.
I owe you $1,200. Well, pay me $600 in two different payments, would you?
Yeah, like even if you go to a yard sale, can you do that on Venmo? Are they set up for that?
Yeah.
I know ball cards.
You can.
Sales are.
Yeah. Oh, really? Well, I back over Christmas or Thanksgiving or sometime, I went to the grocery store and used cash, and the kid was probably 17, 18, struggled with counting,
counting
money.
Back.
Like, but it tells them how much to give you.
I know, but like just because they're so used to just handing a receipt, not scanning anything,
five,
not
six,
doing
seven,
anything.
And 10,
it was like
10.
Really like a struggle for him to count out change.
You know what messes them up, and you shouldn't do this, is if, say if it's like $19.20. And then you give them a 20 and two dimes. And they just look like, I don't know what to do. Now, you shouldn't be able to do that because it's messing with them, and you shouldn't be able to make an even dollar change. You should just take what they get. Like, just give them the 20 and let them count it to you.
Well, then don't try to mess with drawers off.
Yeah, like, you can't already type it in and then be like, oh, I got two dimes to get an even dollar
that's
back.
Great.
Like, no, dumbass. You're not getting it. Keep your two dimes and shove them up your nose. How about that?
Paige, will Trump still make the Jeremy Ellenberg $3 bills? Is that something they're going to look at?
So. Or expand them.
Have you seen the elephant on his desk?
Who?
Oh, Trump's.
Uh-uh. He's got a real live elephant on his desk.
No, it's a big elephant, but it's covered in $100 bills with his face on them.
Oh,
and it
brother.
Says, in Trump we trust. I don't know who made it for him, if it was. I
paper
just saw a
mache?
Picture of it.
Or is it
no, it's like a real, like, okay. David Tepper used to keep okay. brass nuts on his desk. It's just like one of those pieces.
It's the old days when Ronnie just had some jelly beans.
You mean like peanuts, you know? Or what are we talking about?
I'm talking about jelly nuts, beans. Like the kind that, you know, you don't want to get smacked in the chin with on a weekend.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, I gotcha.
Like our boss has
number one club. He's got the tongue and the mouse trap.
He's got the tongue and the mouse trap for complaints. He reached down in there. That's not a tongue, it's a finger.
I thought it was a tongue.
It looks like a tongue, but it's a finger.
Oh, I saw
it. And then the other one, the other boss has the complaint thing that's actually a hand grenade.
Yeah, it is.
So
it's just pulling weight.
Pull,
oh, boy.
It will
blow up the building.
It will blow up.
They love him, too. I saw a funny bit where a guy puts a mouse trap into a bag of Cheetos, and he offers his buddies, like, hey, you want a handful?
Well, that's not smart.
And they reach
it
in.
Help his friends.
That's it. I'm going to get my mom with that.
I don't like that, man.
You fixed my arthritis.
I'm going to kick your ass, baby.
Do you still have your dog, Fat Boy?
Yeah, she's still, I think she's 12.
Well, did you know your pet's microchip might not work right now?
How old is the dog?
So you want to check and make sure that it works, and people are freaking out after the chip company called Save This Life went under, and the chips have to be pre-registered to another company to work again. So if your dog or cat gets out, there's a chance that if it's linked to this Texas-based company, Save This Life, it may not trace your pet.
I got to update the information. It's old information. I just don't know how you update it.
I guess they have to, if they can't scan it, how do they find it in your dog or cat, or if they put it in the same place?
Well, the horses and cattle they're tagged, and they're chipped where you can see them on a screen.
It's like an ear tag, or is that something separate?
It is an ear tag.
Okay.
I try
not to say where it's at because I don't want anybody to cut it off.
The microchip's in the backside, right?
Yes.
Because I've been trying to look for it just to make sure it's there.
I
no other reason.
Dude, I got a funny video on my phone. I didn't know if people would think it was mean to do or not, but I'm going to say it. I had a metal detector out at the farm one day. I was running up and it would beep around their butts. But also with the goats, and they're not tagged, so I figured they'd say the can.
they love chewing on cans.
I know, man.
How do they get? That's
I
not,
don't
how
know
do they
how.
Not cut their intestines?
I asked the vet. I was like, how do they eat an it's entire weird. Beer can, eat it, and pass it? And hands were thrown up in the air. Like, I don't know emoji. Like,
they don't have upper teeth either.
They just break it down, and it doesn't split their...
Doesn't splinter in their organs or anything like that?
I mean, I'm just saying, like...
And they love chewing on cud. And other things that have the same first two letters too.
And you can get them to smile. I've gotten my, and people say, "Oh, you're doing you're microdosing." No, they were were smiling at me the other day, and
they're
happy.
It's Daddy. Daddy's here to feed us.
That was Lola right after she had her baby, so she probably was just needing a cigarette.
Did you help her give birth?
Didn't help nothing.
We had a Billy goat.
Well, how good are you?
If you poured beer on his nose, he would kind of snarl his lip up.
Like, look, is she not smiling?
Oh, she is. I mean, beautiful.
She is. She's a budding mother.
She's so pretty.
With a goatee.
I know, man. It throws people off. You got to take a picture of the Billy goat. Maybe she identifies as Billy with that goatee.
With like Billie Eilish.
She's with or an Billy goat. IE instead of a Y.
Yeah. Like, do you have any trans animals, I guess? Is that what that would be? Or you have ambiguous animals?
You know, they cut that budget out of the government where they were doing
Is that what
that.
The G is? Goat? LGBTQ plus?
No.
No.
You're going to get us in real trouble now.
Maybe just on the farm.
They had all those different subsidies and stuff they were paying in all the budget under the previous administration where they were paying all this money to, like, not only, like, why did we care if men in the country of Colombia were getting trans surgeries? I don't know why we cared about that. Also, don't know why we were studying gay animals so much.
I don't know why they
have no clue. It can explain. It means nothing to me. Look at the udders on that one.
Oh, wow.
Did you see?
Oh, God. They're kind of droopy.
I thought they're pretty nice.
Thanks.
No matter what the, no matter who the person is, the fact that you have an exhibit that you have to maintain, that, like, it was a Fauci exhibit, but I'm saying it could be anybody. How do you maintain an exhibit that costs money? Like, what does that mean?
Well, dusting? You should but does maintain it.
Okay, was that wiping down a plaque?
Of course.
Okay, yeah. Well, why does that take thousands of dollars to a museum?
You got to pay someone to do that.
Nepotism, you know, jobs are filled by friends. It's like government contracts. It's like, hey, we want to get this introduced. It's like Coca-Cola. They had a government contract. They sent them to all the boys and the girls overseas. Versus, I believe, Knee High had the contract with the Nazis. And you can look that up.
Oh, wow.
I'm pretty sure it was Knee High that sponsored.
That's how the Chinese say hello.
That's Knee How.
Oh. It's close.
All right. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Eyes Guys headlines.
Well, no matter how you see it, if you call it down the middle objectively, you got to agree there's a lot of weird spending that shouldn't be spent.
Oh, on the absolute dumbest crap in the world. Like, even this, he goes back a previous administration to the suicidal shrimp.
Yep.
Remember that? The shrimp are committing suicide. We don't know why. Well, so are Americans. You don't seem to give a damn about that.
Like, you're feeding the Prozac supply excess into the water. And the shrimp are getting it.
Bunch of bull stud.
I've been telling people about suicidal shrimp for a long time.
It was Alex.
I've been telling them about shirts with no sleeves.
He's the one who said it.
God almighty.
By the way, InfoWars. All right, Paige. Thank you. I appreciate that. Now, did I just make up something and now I can't find it?
Look, there's so much line items, you know, like spending that...
I was talking about the orange drink
Oh, yeah, I haven't heard that.
Adolf liked.
I didn't know it was around back then. It had to be some kind of derivative, right? Like, maybe something they made that was German that came here?
No, it's just kind of like Hugo Boss did their uniforms. Like, everything's always been a... Fanta.
Okay.
So I thought that was, like, a fairly
so
new...
So listen, so Coca-Cola sent... They had a government contract with the American government, with the troops. But then Fanta... invented by Coca-Cola, was the favorite of the Nazi regime.
It's that old of a property?
Wow, Fanta. Didn't know that.
In fact...
That's a kind of like a hip name for back then, though, Fanta. Yeah.
It was actually created for the German troops during World War II, was the fizzy drink known as Fanta.
Wow.
Boom. It's playing both sides, just like Prescott Bush financed both sides. All right, we're going to take a break. Enjoy this freedom of speech we have, and we're going to come back and do some more. Really? We got suckets, we got birthdays, and all kinds of stuff. Good morning, everybody.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Morning show.
Before you talk to everybody else talking about what you were talking about, you got to take this guy on line three. Because I don't know if you're going to believe it. I kind of don't, but...
Anonymous, you won't believe it.
He's definitely worth talking to.
Oh, is this the pimp that I just saw at the gas station? Good morning, Anonymous.
Hey, guys.
What's going on? Wow. You sound downtrodden.
I got to talk to you guys about this thing. It's kind of embarrassing. Can I spill it? Can I tell you guys?
Yeah.
So I've been with my girlfriend now for like 5, almost 6 months, and she finally broke down to me the other day and said that she has to be honest with me, that the fact that, okay, I'm uncircumcised. I'm just going to get that out there.
Why are we laughing?
An issue.
Thank you.
But
I'm going to go ahead and ask this. Get the elephant out of the room. Is it because of religion, faith, or
no? Okay. It's not. I've been asked that before. It's really when I was born. I had like this weird blood disorder, and the doctors recommended like it not be done because of that. And my mom also had like this blood disorder thing, so it was really just for that. It wasn't like for religion or anything, but okay. So it's been like that my whole life, and you know,
you said that like Forrest Gump. Been like that my whole life.
I couldn't imagine being that way. I'm not.
You are not un.
I'm I am cut. That's what they call it. Yeah.
Me too.
So yeah. I don't know what this guy's life is like, what that would feel like.
I know it's the norm.
I don't.
Huh.
I've always kind of thought it was cool. I'm like the outlier, you know. But
what?
Like, of all your buddies, you're probably the only one that's uncut.
Yeah, it's like kind of a badge.
Especially in the South. If you're up North, you might run into it a little more at the troughs. But you're down here, I don't think you're going to very often. Huh.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is very interesting. How old a boy are you? Or a man? Or whatever?
I'm 30.
Okay.
Whoa. Well, hang on a second.
Why did she... Yeah, go ahead.
If you had the blood disorder before, like when you were born and they couldn't do it, I imagine it wouldn't be any different now, right?
Unless there's of a thing when you're younger.
Yeah, I think it had to do like more the risk as a newborn, something like that. Like,
God, I've never heard that option. I don't even know that they... Well, I have a... Well, gosh. Wait a minute. I don't know the answer to that. Like, I don't know if you have a baby boy, did they ask you? Or did I guess they have to.
I think they just go ahead and do it unless you tell them not to.
You tell them preemptively not to do it. Wow.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. So you said she finally broke down. Were y'all having obviously I would ask this. Were y'all having problems intimately where...
Well, define problems. I mean, I'll tell you this. She told me that it scares her and that it's not appealing to her. And, I'll be honest, like, I really love her and I'll do anything for her. I mean, she wants me to get circumcised.
God bless. That's a nice.
And, I want your guys' thoughts. If there's any medical people listening as well that can help me out, I'd appreciate
all the nurses
it.
Listen to us. Like, I can tell you, like, anytime I take my mom to a doctor's appointment or I go for anything, all the nurses listen. So
they're going to find a doctor with the sharpest teeth, first of all.
That's what they do now.
Second, you got to do this for you. I'm thinking, man, like, you got to have some guarantees she's going to hang around. What if she decides she don't like it? She's like, put it back. Put it back on.
That would not be fun. Can't put the turtle back in its shell.
Now, let me ask you this. In the past, as this... with other females, have they ever said anything similar? Like,
ooh, that's a good question.
Not really. I mean, I'm not much of a womanizer. I mean, I haven't had like a ton of partners, but I've never had a girl complain. I mean, I've had a girl say something about it, but never like a complain or weirded out by it.
Huh.
Is that something you age out of, the surgery itself? I don't know if they'll do it now.
I don't even want to Google it because I'm afraid of all the ads that I'll get popping up on Instagram later.
Plus, with like,
I've looked it up. You can get it done later in life. It's painful.
But insurance won't cover it. I bet that's just cosmetic. If your daughter doesn't say, "Hey, man, your ding-a-ling's infected. You need to get this extra skin cut off."
That's a good point.
It'll be cosmetic, and then that'll cost out the.
Would you want to stay awake for it?
I don't think you can.
Like, they'll just numb them, like, from the waist down.
No way.
From the waist to the knee.
I bet you. That's a song. I think they put you in local anesthesia, probably. I mean, I would hope to God so. I hope they just don't give you the circle of shots that they do sometimes where it just numbs the area.
Oh.
God. Dude, that's a... You're
hurting us, man. You're making us hurt.
You're making me like I'm Chris Angel levitating right now somehow. I'm not fully sitting in the seat. It's so weird. Do you? I tend to think, obviously, if you listen to the show like a little differently here sometimes, I'm getting the feeling she wants to break up with you. And this is what she's figured up. I mean.
Oh, this is cruel.
Well.
Like, she might be weirded out if you do it. Like, she might be grossed out. Like, I can't believe you just did that.
Or she's, like, saying, like, hey, man, I want to see how much I can break you down. I don't know. That's 5 or 6 months or 6 months. That's a... That's a big, big ask.
But if he does it, it would be less maintenance than what he's used to.
I bet that is a lot of maintenance.
It's got to be.
Summertime especially.
You probably got to have a special shower head for it.
Let me ask you this without being graphic, seriously. Like, do you, in the past, have you told girls, women ahead of time, like, hey, before we get going, I just need to let you know, it's not going to look the same as other ones?
I think I've mentioned it a time or two, like, kind of as a joke or just, you know, just if it, I don't know, just kind of got brought up, but... I just never thought it was a big deal. I mean, it's just, it's a little extra turtleneck down there. I mean, I don't...
It's probably not a big deal the way he puts it. Like, maybe there's just actually just a little extra. We're not talking about, like, you know, a half a foot extra.
Yeah, but, like, and again, not being graphic, but, like, when you're not fully at attention, it's got to look odd. That sounded weird to say, but, like,
well,
no comment really needed.
Well, the fun fact, maybe you don't know this, is that most guys in the world are like that. It's only really here in America and kind of in some more religious countries that it's like that. It's like, you go to Europe, you go to Britain, they're all like that. Yeah. It's the norm over there. So it's kind of like, I always thought it was natural and... You know, it's kind of what you're born with.
This falls off.
Oh, this makes me think of a dumb question to ask, but I never thought of it until now.
Fifth one today. Go ahead.
Well, you know, say you're a female and you're born. Do you have that issue?
What?
Like a little extra, maybe? Oh, that, like, I don't know. I really don't know. I never thought about it before. I guess
not that I know of. There is kind of another something that they do in some countries that is like that, but it's supposed to be kind of like cruel and not necessary. I don't know. They say that they do it here because it's like it can help stop disease spread and for like cleanliness and stuff. But like I said, most of the world lives with it and it's fine. And it's kind of like how it's naturally is in the first place, you know.
I never thought about that. Like, where did it, I thought it was always based in religion. I assumed.
Yeah, I did too.
I'd never really googled it, but like.
But then, why would the religion care if you did it or not? Is what I.
How would they
out.
Know? Like, do you have to go show the priest? That's where it all started. Go show the priest that you've been circumcised.
Oh, that's not a good start.
I know it's not a good start.
I would not recommend that.
All right, hold on for us, okay, sir.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. How old did he say he was? I know he can hear me right now, but I don't know.
30s, maybe? Did he say 30s?
It sounds so like old younger people sound so tired when they talk. I know. I got to get a circumcised.
Well, okay, this is like a big decision. Like, I'd be nervous. I'd be puking.
I am for him.
Yeah. Okay. We got to get an update with this guy if he decides to do it. I say don't.
Everyone on text says don't do it. Don't do it. It's a trap. It's a trap.
But if you're going to do it, you might as well keep it, scrapbook it. Go from there.
How do her blanks look? If you don't like the way her nipples look, tell her to get those fixed too. We just both start off the relationship with, you know, I don't like this about you. So go ahead and get that fixed too. Get that Majora trim down. My God.
It's like, you know, you go get a sandwich and a little bit of it's falling off the bun.
Man. It's like, I didn't order curly fries. There's one in the bag. God.
Boy, tuck a little back.
This is it's a great text. This is what I love about your show. Tuning in and not knowing what it's going to be and ending the segment laughing my ass off. Thank you.
Somebody's done it for sure, I would imagine, this late in life.
Yeah.
Maybe for religious reasons.
You guys are right. It would be a cosmetic surgery. Insurance wouldn't pay. Don't ask how I know that, but I'm in the insurance industry.
I'm doing one right now.
I'm doing one right now. Here, hold my scissors.
I love the show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Gotta go back to trimming. Break it down.
Live from CallRob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina, it's time to say, hey, famous people born on the 11th of February, happy birthday.
Or suck it. Start with this lady. We met her here, actually. She stepped off an elevator when we were stepping on. Real nice woman. And it wasn't Beyonce.
Stevie Nicks.
No.
She was on the elevator one day.
She was. Not the one I was thinking of, though. Oh, she just said her name. It wasn't Beyonce, and it wasn't Michelle. You want some initials?
Yeah.
K-R.
Kelly Rowland.
It is Kelly Rowland. I was running out of hints.
Is she related to my man Steve Rowland?
Ooh, maybe. Is she related to the famous Barbara Rowland family?
Is she... A fan of the Limp Bizkit song. Kelly Rowland, 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 Rowland. How old is Kelly Rowland, Paige? I'll tend to go with you on musicians.
It was quick, but she was nice.
46?
I'm going to go 51.
Remember they started young.
Oh, did they? 43.
Oh, can't change it. No, you were close.
44.
44 years old, Kelly Rowland.
I was close.
We got three brothers here. He's the middle brother.
Hanson.
No. Famous brothers of the 90s. The older one
was... Ripken Jr. and Billy.
Not Horace either. His older brother, Joey, was on Blossom.
Lawrence.
Yep.
Trevor.
Nope.
Matthew.
It is Matthew Lawrence's birthday. He was in Miss Doubtfire.
He was also in... what was that Carter? That show with Nell Carter?
It was called Give Me a Break.
Yes. Yep. She was the original Cowboy Carter. Was Nell Carter.
She really was.
She looked like Bookman from Good Times.
I hope she tested for Playboy.
Oh, man. 50 years old.
53.
Matthew Lawrence. He's young, too. 45 years old.
Wow.
Today. Yep, he was the middle brother. Let's play some music for this chick. This is an old classic. If you listen to Rob Laidback back in the day, he might have played it for you.
It sounded like Seinfeld if it was in Harlem.
What is the deal with fur coats?
What's the deal with that? Who is this?
This is Brandy.
You know, I thought that's who that was at first on the Super Bowl halftime show when it was SZA.
Oh,
she looked like Brandy in the face. I was like, that would be kind of like, oh, wow, out of left field. Brandy.
SZA related to RZA or GZA?
I don't know.
All the Zuz.
RZA is Paige called him.
RZA.
Famously.
Yeah.
AKA Moesha. Remember that show?
Yeah. I met her.
Oh, really? Was she cool?
Yeah, it was the same night with... I met all the famous black people that night. It was Steve Harvey. It was Deion Sanders. It was Brandy.
Oh, yeah, you did the show.
Yeah.
Steve Harvey's Big Time Challenge.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And Ant. He was the only white guy that I met that night. The
Coach
comedian.
Oh, yeah, you guys lost to the step group, right?
Yeah. His
Are
alma mater.
They from
mater.
Morehouse?
Yep, his alma mater. Oh, no. Wherever Steve Harvey went. Did he go to Morehouse?
I'm thinking Morehouse or Spelman or one of the, I was thinking it was Morehouse they were from. One of the HBCUs.
Is that the one from A Different World? That was Hillman. That's a fake college.
Spelman's right? A real one, right?
Spelman?
Is this Spelman a real one?
Hillman.
Hillman's the fake one, right?
I see. Mandela affected.
Yeah.
What about Dartmouth? Which one is that one?
Dartmouth.
let's say Brandy's 50. I'm going with that. It's somebody's going to be 50 today.
49.
God, we're going over, man. Brandy is only 46 years old, not even 50 yet. I'm going to find this out real quick. Where'd Steve Harvey go to college?
Who did? Who was Brandy always at odds with? They were fighting over the boy.
Monica.
Monica.
Dude, this ain't right.
Monica and Brandy.
It says he went to Kent State in West Virginia.
What? I thought he went to a traditional.
I thought he did, too.
Huh.
Oh, well.
What about Dwayne Wayne? Where did he go?
I should know. I'm not trusting. Now I got to look that up. What's the college in a different
world? Wait a minute.
World?
I'm thinking. Who went to Morehouse?
Hillman College was the college in a different world.
Okay, so that was right then. But what was? Okay,
I know a lot of people went to Morehouse, like Samuel L. Jackson.
Nah.
A lot of other famous. Yeah, Spelman's in Atlanta.
Spelman. Okay, so that's what I was associated with.
I should know. Not to trust you.
Steve Harvey Oswald. It's his last name.
We got a lot of music today. We got more music.
All right. Who else?
This is the greatest, bestest all-time Linkin Park song ever. Not the Jay-Z version, but this one. This song's called Numba.
I don't know anyone else except for Chester. I'm sorry.
Rest in peace. Well, it's this would be your second guest, Mike. Mike Shinoda.
Oh, Mike.
Shinoda.
I'll go whatever Paige says. She's had him on her show like half a dozen times.
I like Mike, and I'm going to mess this up. I'll say...
New music's not good, though.
Shinoda.
48?
Change the name of the band, come up with a new name, and you are 50. I'm sticking with it.
Oh, you should have stuck with Paige. She nailed it. 48 years old for the Shinoda.
Damn it. Shinoda. That's after class now.
That's what they should be, Shinoda.
I got to go write on the chalkboard.
I like him. I like his artwork.
Let's see if you can nail this in a few guesses.
Friends.
Yeah. Whose birthday?
Joey.
Nope.
Is it a Schwimmer. Heavenly birthday?
Is it a what?
Heavenly birthday?
No, we haven't got to those yet.
Is it a girl?
It is a girl.
Courtney Cox.
Nope.
Jennifer Aniston.
Yes. I thought Jennifer Aniston would be the first guess.
Wait.
She still smokes like a chimney, I believe.
But you know what? It doesn't affect her face, so good on her.
She looks great.
I mean, her lungs She's look like she worked in a copper mine, but regardless.
With you or for you, not with
the
you.
The Rembrandts. Someone's going to ask. He did this song. He's only 100. Okay, I look up Friends. It shows me the Houdini song.
Made those guys a name for life.
52.
Ooh. 54.
Go a little bit more.
55.
56.
Damn.
For Jennifer Aniston.
I hope I look like that at 56.
This lady was John McCain's.
Like a woman.
She was John McCain's running mate.
John McCain's running.
Former governor of Alaska.
Oh,
I believe she's from Wasilla.
Yes. Alaska. The star of Nayland Palin.
Sarah.
It is Sarah Palin's birthday. Still looks pretty good. I always thought
like,
she
what
was
is her
attractive.
Career now? Like, does she, I mean, is she just a speaker?
I think she tried to run for Senate, right? She might be doing something political
she's
somewhere.
She's a hunter.
She really is. I don't think she's married anymore.
She's got a gun.
Trump's going to be like, hey, you're up there. Help us take over Alaska.
I remember her daughter getting a pretty big radio deal, and that didn't really work out.
None of them ever do.
This ain't as easy as we make it look.
It seems like it's so easy to do.
It's easy.
It ain't done it. We have an 8-hour meeting after the show today. 8 hours in one meeting.
Really?
Not even a bathroom break.
But you got to take a jug in with you. Not the jug, but a jug.
A jug will be in tomorrow.
Take him in.
Or the jug will be. Paige, how?
Sarah Palin.
Oh, Jesus. 60.
63.
Ooh, 61 years old.
Oh, boy.
W's brother Jeb, he's 72 years old today. You want to guess Tina Louise real quick?
Ooh, I like her.
Amazing, she's still alive.
80.
She's still with us.
83.
91 for Tina Louise. And we're to the Happy Heavenlies. Only two, but I mean, I would stack these two up against anybody. He played football at Florida State. He played a game at Serene Stadium in Greenville when Florida State played Furman. Lee Burt Reynolds.
Oh, wow.
Burt would have been 89 years old today. And old Frank Drebin himself.
Oh, Leslie Nielsen.
Yep. After the famous ratings, Leslie Nielsen would have been 99.
After the famous ratings.
They're still doing that.
Those were named after Ricky Nielsen. What? Ricky Nielsen.
Damn. Shout out, Anarchy.
Messed up my joke.
The brother.
Oh, Leslie. They're still going ahead with the remake with Liam Neeson of Naked Gun.
Go for it, man. I love those.
That'd be fun.
Insignificant, hilarious movies where they're not trying to slap you on the wrist and give you a lesson. They're just trying to make you laugh over and over
again.
That's
all we need.
I picked the wrong day to stop sniffing glue.
Kobe.
Oh, Lloyd Bridges.
Remember, he did a couple toward the end. Like, he did a vampire movie.
Yeah, he did.
I forget what that was called. And then he did another one that's kind of like Police Academy, or not Police Academy, Naked Gun, but wasn't.
Nice Beaver.
Yeah. And like, that was Priscilla, like that. You know, when she was younger, I never like looked at her and said, oh, wow, she's hot. But when she became like a MILF, was like, God, she's real
very
hot.
Pretty.
Like, I wish Elvis could have lived it scene.
I always thought that,
MILF
baby.
Priscilla.
She was always beautiful.
Yeah, I always saw it in her. She was more attractive when she was older. I don't know why.
Oh, you should have met her when I met her, baby.
Oh.
I always saw it in her.
Don't she invented pee. Blumpkins, brother. I'll turn him into a Hulkster. All right. Tomorrow we'll spend more time going over my notes and figuring out what they mean, like this one. What did this one mean? Horror Harlequin novels. I don't know what they mean.
Oh, man.
Easy for you to say.
Horror Speaking Harlequin. Of jugs, tomorrow Jeremy Clements will be in studio around 8 o'clock.
Guys, he's going to Daytona. He's racing Saturday.
Saturday
at 2:30. Remind him because he will not know.
He won't know. Or who the sponsor is.
And I don't want him to go to, you know, Bristol by mistake. Pointed towards Daytona.
He went to Rockingham 2 weeks ago. I was like, not only are you 2 weeks early, but you're in the wrong location. He's like, we're practicing up here. I was like, well, you practice in the wrong place. You ain't even racing there. You goober? All right. So that'll be tomorrow. You can get... Did we hear back?
Not yet, but you know, we haven't really checked in.
Oh, did we forget? And that's a collective.
This is hard to do during the show.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we can make that happen tomorrow where...
we got to.
The Truth and Consequences continues where he calls his brother and finds out where all the money's coming from.
I'm going
to
call him instead of going into the meeting we got planned.
The 8-hour meeting?
Yep.
Okay.
Good God, that's a long meeting.
Thank you for listening. Have a blessed day. We're Perfect talking too. About our future. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America.
It is good.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.